We're now joined in the studio by Sarah Shearer and Kimberly Hosler. Is that pronounced correctly?
It is.
The president and vice president of the Albany Vegan Network. Hi, how's it going?
Hi. Good. Thank you for having us here tonight.
Thanks for coming. So I guess first of all, by way of introduction, what is the Albany Vegan Network and what is your involvement with it?
Well, I'm Kimberly Hosler. I'm the vice president of the Albany Vegan Network. And the Albany Vegan Network has been around since 2005. We started out putting on an annual veg fest, which we're right now in the midst of planning for June 2nd at the Polish Community Center on the Washington Ave Extension in Albany. And we do potlucks and dinner nights out. We have a book club. We have a support group. Whoa. We do movie. I know, right?
We
are active, and we do movies, and we have speaker presentations, and we volunteer at animal sanctuaries in the area.
I'm getting dizzy over here. Oh my God. wow, that's incredible. So you've been involved for how long personally?
I have been on the AVN board as vice president. This is my third year.
Your third year.
But I've been volunteering for several years prior to that.
Great. And what about you, Sarah?
I've been involved with AVN for about a year and a half now, but I can remember attending VegFest as far back as probably 2010 when it was at the convention center, the Egg.
Cool. What brought you both into that world?
Into veganism?
Into veganism, but also into the Vegan Network in particular.
Well, I became a vegan 10 years ago. I was diagnosed lactose intolerant because I'm not a baby cow. I don't drink cow's milk. And I was searching the web, like, how am I going to live without ice cream and cheese, right? And I stumbled on this movie, Earthlings. And it's about slaughterhouses and the way animals are treated and tested on and everything. And it took me three separate attempts, but I finally finished the movie and I went and threw everything out in my kitchen that was an animal product. I couldn't contribute to that any longer. And about a year after that, I stumbled upon the Albany Vegan Network Veg Fest. They had it in Saratoga Springs where I lived. And I attended that, and the rest is history for me.
And Sarah?
Yeah, and you said my involvement in AVN or how I became a vegan or?
Yes.
like I said, I probably started attending VegFest back in 2010. So I kind of followed AVN for a while. I was still in school at that point. So I would go to events and I would go to things that I could. And then, you know, they had an opening on their board about a year and a half ago, and that's when I really stepped up my involvement and got involved in the board of AVN. As far as my path to veganism and my story, I know Kimberly said it was her story is more ethical. Mine was largely health-related. So I would say I've been vegan coming up on 8 years, but I was pescatarian and vegetarian before that. I went pescatarian in high school over 13 years ago, vegetarian in college, and then vegan. So gradual steps over time. And I've just seen so many health benefits from it. While I didn't have any major health concerns or health problems prior to going vegetarian or vegan, I definitely saw things improve in my day-to-day life. No more or less bloating, food comas. I had more energy, and I just felt better overall.
That's great.
Is it expensive to be a vegan?
It's what you make of it.
That's a really great question. Yeah. I think it's expensive to eat healthy no matter what you're eating, because like if you buy like grass-fed organic beef, that's like really pricey. But that's dollar-wise pricey. But the ultimate price that the animals and the environment and our health is paying is priceless. So you can't put a price tag on that.
And I would also say that it probably depends on where you're starting. If you currently eat a diet that's full of, you go out to eat at fancy restaurants and you have a prime cut of steak and that's really expensive, maybe if you stop eating meat or you cut meat out from your diet, it'll actually get cheaper for you. On the flip side, some people these days eat a lot of vegan convenience foods, maybe
right.
Your vegan ice cream or your vegan meats or vegan cheeses, and those might be a little pricier, but I think it depends on where you start and how much you're paying now and what kind of vegan diet you want to keep.
Right.
I'm curious about that question of starting. Kimberly, you... Well, sorry, it sounds like yours was more of a gradual process. Mm-hmm. But Kimberly, I've heard stories like yours a lot where people watch a documentary or read an article or a book and are shocked by sort of the genocide that's happening in like animal, you know, meat production.
Right.
And they drop everything that, you know, and change their whole life and it's not sustainable. And within a few months, they're back to, you know, what they were doing before. How did you make it sustainable for yourself?
I actually rewatched Earthlings like right before I found the Albany Vegan Network because I was struggling a little bit. I didn't know any other vegans and like, how am I doing? You know, it was a little overwhelming at first. And I think one of the key things to keeping it sustainable is being in a support, like the Albany Vegan Network has a support group, being in a support group, getting on Facebook and connected with other vegans is huge, even if it's cyberly and not in your life outside of the internet, because that connection is what helps, I feel, to that other people can be, you know, like, yeah, I know where I know what you're going through. I did this and that and it helped and whatever. So I think that's a huge part to keeping. And right. And it's so easy now than like 10 or so years ago when we went vegan, because there's more and more products that are becoming available every day and more places are carrying it. Hannaford, Price Chopper, you don't have to go to like Whole Foods and spend your whole check. You know, you can go to a regular grocery store and find vegan food everywhere. And more restaurants are recognizing that this is the future and they're getting on board and making animal-free products.
So are there any special projects or events that the network is working on right now that you want to talk about?
I know Kimberly already mentioned VegFest that's coming up in June. We also would like to talk about our support group a little bit, and Kimberly's actually running that on Saturday.
Yeah, we hold a support group every month at the Honest Weight Food Co-op. This Saturday is from 1 to 3. It's free and open to everybody and anybody who would like to attend. I hope to see you there. And it's just a really great place to meet people that are at all different levels of their journey to veganism, curious, just learning about it, to people that have been vegan for like 30 years and just want to connect with other people. And it's a great place to get support, how to stay vegan, new vegan things on the market, vegan events happening.
And it's also, it goes to day-to-day, you know, how to deal with your family, friends, and coworkers. What
right.
do you do for holidays? When we first started our support group, I believe our first one was last year, right before Thanksgiving, so a little over a year ago. And we probably had maybe about 10 people in the room, and it was just all of us sitting there and saying, okay, what are your plans for the holidays? You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, are you going home? Is your family vegan or vegan friendly? And how do you deal with it? And we all kind of shared our experiences and how we each deal with it. And some people had some problems and difficulties, and we tried to work through that together as a group. And ever since then, it really took off, and to the point where we have, it's standing room only, so
right.
we need to find a larger space.
Yeah.
But our support yeah. groups have been really, really good.
Yeah, and we've been having guest speakers periodically as well. We had Pastor Frank Kaufman of allcreatures.org come and speak about veganism and spirituality. We've had Julie Stiles speak about compassion fatigue, you know, how to handle that, you know, getting burnt out and seeing all these images and the over, and it's really great tools to take into your life for everything you deal with, you know. What were some of the other speakers? I can't remember right now off the top of my head. But
I'm afraid we've only got a couple of minutes left, but I want to give you both a chance. If there's anything you'd like to share that I didn't touch on, my questions that you'd want to share with the audience, what would that be?
Go vegan. I mean, it's really, my life is like so, the way I feel is so great, and not just physically, but emotionally and mentally and spiritually. I just feel peace and lightness about it, and that I'm not contributing to more suffering in the world. And it's a really good feeling. Sarah?
Yeah, I'm just scrolling through some of the questions. Somebody asked me, what's a common myth associated with being vegan? And I think the number one that comes to mind is health concerns. A lot of people ask, are you getting enough protein? We've heard about this vitamin B12, you know, how are you doing? And like I said, I went vegetarian and vegan for health reasons primarily in the beginning. And I would like to assure people it certainly is healthy. You know, talk to your doctor about it. And I would really recommend, I get my blood drawn every year. I check my vitamin levels. And that's definitely some way you can monitor your health. And that's for everyone.
Yeah. I'm going to be 53 in April. And my blood, all the work that comes back, the doctor's like, you're like healthier than people half your age. And I like take no prescriptions, no over-the-counter drugs, no supplements. I just my food and my life otherwise.
Thank you so much. Could you remind everybody what the date is of the support group and of VegFest?
The support group is this Saturday from 1 to 3 at Honest Weight Food Co-op. And the VegFest is June 2nd, all day, 10 to 5 at the Polish Community Center, Washington Ave Extension in Albany. And also real quick, we're going to be taking a bus down to New York City September 2nd for the official Animal Rights March.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting. Well, we look forward to hearing back more about that later, maybe having you back on the show again soon. That was Sarah Shearer and Kimberly Hosler from the Albany Vegan Network. To learn more about their organization, visit albanyvegan.org. And thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.